Well, greetings, my friends, in the precious name of Jesus. This is Brother Ephraim. I feel privileged to be back on to share the daily inspirations. And would like to start with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this avenue to share the word. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for their interest in spiritual matters. Would you bless each one and fill them with heavenly things, with the desire to know and love you and serve you. I pray for myself here this week that these inspirations would be inspiring, would be words from you, and would be encouraging, rightly divided. Father, help me to speak the truth in love. I pray that each day would be a word from you, and the listeners can be blessed and encouraged. I'm just a needy creature. I'm a needy soul. I need you, Lord. I need your spirit. I need your help. I need to recognize how small and undone I am, and to also see how all-sufficient you are. Lord, I give these sessions to you. Pray that your name would be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, I have a scripture in John 16. That I want to share with you. John 16, verse 2. I just read it here recently, and it so gripped my heart when I realized what it was saying. Verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. What gripped me out of this morning is this. Our hearts, our human hearts, are so bent towards deception and so easily deceived that it is possible for people, for human beings, and that includes us, it's possible for our hearts to be so deceived, so off the truth, that we can actually kill someone thinking we're doing God's service, and we're killing his very own beloved children. Now, I have 7 children, and I love them dearly. Their ages are 15 years old down to 4 years old. I love each one of them. For me to grasp that somehow someone could be so deceived that he would come and kill my children thinking he's doing me a service. Wow. Someone could be doing that thinking I would appreciate it, thinking I would be glad for it, because they would hate my children. They would assume that I hate them also. Wow. That is hard to grasp. How could someone be so deceived? But it happens. It happens to God. His very own beloved children, his sons and daughters. There are those people in the world that claim the name of Christ, that are religious, that claim to know God and claim to be his servants. But they are so filled with hate towards the real Christians, towards those that have been washed in the blood and made new and received the Holy Spirit and are now living in this world but are not of the world. They are blood-washed saints. And then there are others that are not true Christians, but they're real people. They're real people, just like you and I. And they have the propensity, they have the possibility of being so deceived that they can go and kill God's very own beloved children. Wow. That's hard for me to grasp, that someone can be so deceived. But then what grips my heart is realizing my heart is just as deceptive as anyone else's, that I have the propensity towards deception, that I can also think something is true and it actually isn't. I can think something is false, but it's true. How do we rescue our poor deceptive hearts then? Here's what we must do. Accept what God says as the final authority. The Word of God. Receive it. Accept it. No matter what the truth looks like from our perspective here in this wicked world. Oh, my friends, let us go for the truth. Let us not trust our deceptive hearts. Let us not think that the truth is what it looks to be. Let me give you an example of what life can be like. Up in New Hampshire, there's a cog railway up over the White Mountains. On Mount Washington, there's a little railroad that goes up over, and this railroad is steep. It's very steep, quite steep, and I'm told, I haven't ridden on this, I've seen it, I've gone up the auto road, but I'm told that on the steepest section of this railroad, there's a building built into the side of the mountain. And as you're going up through, you know you're on an incline. You know you're going up. And you know it's fairly steep. But you don't really have anything to gauge just how steep it is. And you're going up the mountain, and then you pass this little building. And the attendant, the worker on the train, he tells you that this building is built perfectly level. And it's hard to grasp it. It doesn't look like it. If someone were not told it's level, they would believe that it's built at quite an incline. The top of that building would look like it goes down into the mountain. But no, this building is completely level. Looks like it's not. Truth can be that way. This world is so perverse and so evil and deceived, we can get used to it. And then when we see truth, it seems like it's off so much. But the reality is, this world is off so much, and truth is level. Truth is right. Truth is good. Oh, we can be deceived when we get used to the twistedness and the perversity of this world. So we have to be very careful. There's another place here in western Pennsylvania where the road seems to go downhill towards a mountain. Seems to be going gradually downhill. There's a big mountain ahead, so you're going downhill at a slow grade, and then eventually you get close to the mountain and you start going up. On that grade, downhill towards the mountain, there's a brook beside it. And the brook appears to be running uphill quite happily and bubbly, just bubbling over the rocks, uphill and uphill and uphill. But we know it doesn't work that way. So what's going on? Well, you stop your vehicle, shut it off, put it in neutral, get off the brakes. What happens? It starts coasting uphill. That's at least what it seems like. But no, your eyes deceive you. What's uphill really isn't uphill. The water's running downhill. We know it always does. The vehicle coasts downhill. It never coasts uphill. But because of the layout of the landscape, it seems like you're going downhill when in reality you're going uphill. Our eyes can deceive us. Our hearts can deceive us so quickly, my friends. When we look around us in the world, we can so easily believe things that are not actually true. And let's just remember this verse and realize how deceptive our hearts can be, that people, human beings like you and I, can actually get so deceived, thinking they're serving God and at the same time killing his very own beloved children. Oh, we need a standard for truth, and we need to lift it up, and we need to latch on to it, and that's the Word of God. Let's be in it, my friends. Let's be in the Word of God. Tomorrow, I want to speak on another subject that also has to do with truth and knowing truth, and that's the Holy Spirit. I want to speak on that tomorrow. Well, God bless you today. Keep your eyes on Him. If you shall know the truth shall make you free.